Hey Amit Beis, which became this Eire after the Shia, and then we'll go to the end of Daf Chav Hey Amit Beis. One aloha we had in Daf Chav Hey Amit Beis that says as follows. Tzaya beguma meniach sandalai oleha bekeire krishme. The Gemara says if there's tzaya in a guma in a hole, so while he's wearing his sandal, he can put the sandal over the gume and he lanes Krishna. Boy mal bereide ravine, tsoye devuke besandaloi mai. What is the halacha if the tsoye is touching his sandal? So, the Rambam Shita is that the Shaila of the Gemara is that the same story as before, there's a tsoye in a gume, and he's covering the gume with his sandal, but the sandal is touching the tzoya also. So the Gemara clears a shaila, what will the din be there? And it's taiku. So the shaila is, what is the shaila of the Gemara? What's the difference if the tzoya is touching his sandal, if it's not touching his sandal? What's the chilek? The Aruch HaShulchan says, "Kshahasandal noigeya behatzoye." When the sandal is touching the tzoye, have keilu hatzoye al gufoy. So it seems it's keilu the tzoye is touching his guf. We had a problem last week. Even if the tzoye is touching his guf, a fellow will take that. That's keilu the tzoye is touching his guf. But we had a whole sugya in the Gemara, tzoye al gufoy. What if there's tzoye al gufoy and it is covered? So the Gemara has a shaila if one is permitted to say a dover shebekdusha. And there's two tzadim in the Gemara. Tzad aleph is that one is permitted. Since the tzoye is covered, one is permitted. And the tzad beis is anudin kol atzmoisei teimarna. The all the ivorim are mechuyev to be mahalo the rabbeinu shalaylam. And since there's tzoya on one of the ivorim, so even though it's covered and there's no problem voyim achnecha kodesh, but there's a problem of kol atzmoisei teimarna. In Shulchan Aruch, both days are brought down. This first brought down one day that it is mutter to say a dovo shebikdusha, even though the tzoya al gufoy, since the tzoya is covered. And there's a second day that is not allowed. So l'chayre de shayla is, afilu al say, when the tzoya is touching the sandal, it's ki'ilu, the tzoya is touching his foot. So what if the tzoya is touching his foot, but l'maisen it is covered? That was the problem we had last week after the shiur. Baruch Hashem, the problem is a legitimate problem. The Magen Avraham asks the kasha. The Magen Avraham asks the shaila. And Simenai involves Sifkot Nevot. He asks, what is it different than Tzoya al Gufoy? So the Magen Avraham says, Amoyre de Keteres. He says, there is a difference when a person has Tzoya on his hand, and he has a beged covering this hand, or when he has Tzoya on the sandal. Why? Because there's a svare that a sandal is bottle legufoy more than begodin. So memele, if a person has tzoya al gufoy and he's wearing a beged, so the beged is covering the tzoya, so there's no problem. The sandal, there's a svare to say that it's bottle legufoy, so it's kilo, it's gufoy. So if tzoya is touching it, it's kilo, the tzoya al gufoy. That is what the Magen Avraham said. To understand perhaps a little the svara, what is the difference between a sandal and a malbish, it could be, we see these two broches, a birches ha-shvach, and malbushim we make malbish arumim, and shoes we make she'osali kol tzolki. There's a special broche that is made on shoes, when a person puts on his shoes. And the Avodram explains why is it that way, so the Avodram says, that a person, it was impossible to do anything without shoes. He can't go out, he can't move without, he didn't have carpeted floors then. So I'll upon him, so the sandal, that's him. So there the sandal becomes butter. A levush Malbish Arumim. So he has a davar noisef, he's not an Arum, he's Mechubid. Al Koponim, so there's a svare that a sandal becomes part of the goof. So therefore, if the tzoye is touching the sandal, it's ke'ilu, the tzoye is touching the goof, and it is uncovered. That's what we see from the Morgan Avraham. That is one nekuda I would like to be mashlim from last week. And one more nekuda, the Gemara has a shaila, if the erve of a goy is an erve or not. The Gemara has a shaila. What is the shaila? Because psar chamoyrim besorom. He's not a person, he's a chamoy. So perhaps it doesn't have a shame erve, and there's no din, lo yirobacha ervas dobo. The Gemara feels ois that it does have a shame erve, because it says by noyach, ve'ervas aviyam lo yiro, so by sight it is called an erve. The Gemara brings a raya from noyach to a goy. That is the Maskonis HaGemara. The Rabbeinu Yoina says, so according to this Gemara, others hold that Peshas, the Mila, one should cover the Mila, because it's an Erve. So we spoke out, L'chaire, it is very interesting, how was the Rabbeinu Yoina Medame, a yid before the mila to a goy. The sugya is speaking about a goy, and he's medama a yid before the mila. But I found out the dimyan is not the Rabbeinu Yoina's. The dimyan is the Rambam's dimyan. The Rambam says as follows. The Rambam says that a person is not allowed to say a dovo shepikdusha kineged ervas kusi, vuhu adin ervas kotin. So the Kesef Mishnah says, that where did the Rambam get this from? He says, it's a kusi, has a din erve, so a yid, a kotn also has a din erve. He's not making a difference before the mila, after the mila. The Rambam had a suffix that a kotn should not have a din erve, just like a goy. And if a goy has a din erve, a kotn also has a din erve. So we just have to figure out what was the shaila. So it could be the shaila of the Gemara was that in order to have, what Meister ha'odom in abeheim ha'oyin. Yeah, there's psar ha'moyrim besorom, and then there's an odom. What differentiates between an odom and a behemah? So could be the Gemara held the chi of mitzvahs, that makes him an odom. The chi of mitzvahs that's mutal al ha'odom, that makes him an odom. Like this is psar ha'moyrim besorom. So if the chi of mitzvahs makes him, so could be a goy is still called a behemah, psar ha'moyrim besorom. After the Gemara brought a raya that the erva of a goy is also called an erva, so you see it is not dependent in the chi of mitzvahs, so the Rambam says, hu adin akotn is also called an erva. Could be that is how the Rambam learned pshat in the Gemara, but I have a shtikel ha'ore, the Rashbatz, the one the Rashbatz brings down pshat in the Gemara, he says as follows. Noyach is called an erve, and since all goyim am mechuyev b'sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, so they're like noyach. So from the Rashbat it would seem that the shame erve, that what a person is better than a behemah, is al kaponim the chi of mitzvahs of sheva b'nei noyach. So then could be a cotton is worse than then could be a cotton is worse than a kusi. A kusi is al kaponim mechuyev in sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. That elevates him from a behemah. A cotton which is not mechuyev in any mitzvahs could be that he still has a din of a behemah. About koponim, that is the shakel of Atariya in the Gemara. Let us start again from four lines from Taf Chof Hei Amid Beis. Rav Achoy I Asik Lei Lebrei Bei Rav Yitzhak Bar Shmuel Bar Marse. Rav Achoy was misasik in the chasen of his son. Aile lechupev loyhave mistaye milse. After the chupev, it was impossible for his son to be boil. Loyola biyodoy. Ozal basre leyuni. So he went to see what is happening, what the cause could be. Choza seifa teire demoncho. So he saw in the bedroom there was a seifa teire. If I wouldn't have come, this was Mamish Anes Min HaShemayim, my son would have been in a sakone. The sanye bayi sheyesh by sefer teire oitvillin, Also l'shamish boyes amita atche yitzim oishi enichem kli besoich kli. That there's an iser tashmish in the cheder if there's a sefer Torah. Rashi says kimat sekantem es bni lomus ba'oine sha'ovin. When we said the Gemara, we said how what the raya from the Baraisa is that it says there's an iser. That there's a sakonas moves, we didn't know where you see that there's a sakonas moves. And I found later, Rabbi Yonason and Chadoshim Gam Yeshonim also asks the Ha'ore, how did the Gemara know this? But Al Kaponim, he says, with this we can understand the Zamoira Dike Taz and Hilchas Beis Akneses. The Taz and Hilchas Beis Akneses tells a story that occurred with him. His bedroom was situated over the Oren Kodesh, and Nebuch, he lost a child. And he said the reason he was toiler this, because that was the reason, because the bedroom was situated over the Oren Kodesh. So Kaponim, so Rabbi Yonason says, we see, Take, that this Inyan, besides the Chayma Ha'isel, it's Koruch and it's Akonas Nefoshit. Amar Rabbi, Lo Yishonu Ela Bekeli She'enai Kilyom. When are two Kalim sufficient? When one of the kelim is not miyuchit for the tefillin, avol bekeli shuhu kilyon, afilu asor moni kechad moni domi. But if the tefillin are put in, let's say you have a tefillin baitel, and in the you have a plastic over the tefillin baitel, and this is miyuchit for the tefillin, so these two kisuyim are considered one kisuy, afilu asor moni kechad moni domi. Even 10 kelim are considered like one. Omar Rove, Glime Akamtere, Kechli Besoich Kli Domi. If a person will cover, you have a Glime, and you're covering a Kamtere, so a Kamtere Rashi says, Argos Shel Svorim, it is a Svorim Shafe, or the Megile, the Gemara says, Megile Kamtere de Sifri, that Svorim Shafe, Vechain Tir Gim Yoinesin, ובגין זה ברוימים, אילמין דזהירים מוחסין בקוינטרין. Precious things you put into a קוינטרין. So it's a type of a chest. וכן לאשר אר המלטוחו לדעל קוינטרו. Also it's a type of a chest. ככלי בסייך כלי דומי, דהגלימה לאו קיליון היא. The keli is not מיוחד, for whatever you're covering. So here the chiddush is, even though it is only covered on three sides, that means the glima is only covering three sides, the fourth side you only have the bottom of the kamtere, the glima is not underneath the kamtere, afal pikein, this is sufficient, in the rezadin of kli besoichli. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, sefer teire tzorich lasis loy mechitze asore. A Sefer Torah, that means before we had there's an Isser and a Sefer Torah and Tefillin. Ad sheyotzeihem, either the alternative is to take out the Sefer Torah, or sheyanichem kli besoich kli. So now Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is telling us that the Eitzah of kli besoich kli only helps by Tefillin. Sefer Torah, either yotzeihem, or torich lasis loy mechitze asoreh. Or one is mechuyev to make a mechitza asore, and a mechitza asore is equivalent to yetziyeh. He's dividing the room, so the other side of the room is since it's a mechitza, so it's considered he took the sefer Torah out of the room. Marzutre ikla lebei Ravashi, chozei leduchtei demar bar Ravashi, demonach bei sefer Torah, ve'ovid le mechitza asore. So he noticed in his bedroom, there was a Sefer Torah in the bedroom, and there was a mechitza that was separating the bed from the Sefer Torah. Omalei, keman, ke Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. You're noyig like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Eima da Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, de les le beis achine. When did Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say that it is permissible with a mechitza that if he does not have another room to put in the Sefer Torah? You have another room, so you should not be soimech on a mechitza. I didn't realize that I was wrong. Rashi, ככלי בשכלי דמי דגלים עליו כליינו. מחיצה הסורי ואם לאו לא ישמש. לדוכתי במוקי מיתוס he noticed by the bed there was a מחיצה. לאו עדותוי לא ינוסעתי ליבי. I was not misboinin that there's a chilek. So it seems the greater the kedusha is, the greater the richuk has to be. A sefer Torah, if possible, has to be in a different room. If not, a mechitza is sufficient. And tefillin, since the kedusha is less, so then it is sufficient kli b'soich kli. Taisve, sefer Torah oisolei mechitza, v'davke sefer Torah, v'gam b'chumoshim yesh la'achmer, k'moi b'sefer Torah. So that, the Mephoshim say that what Taisve says, chumoshim, Taisus means a sefer Torah that's also beglile, but it's not all five chumashim. It's a bereishis bazundere, shmeis bazundere. So that has to be one needs a mechitza. A kli b'soich kli is not enough. Avo b'shal svarim or a sefer Torah that's not beglile or a gemara or a siddur etc. Dayon b'kisui ba'alme. Then there is the same aloche as tefillin, and a kli b'soich kli is sufficient. Kama yachik mehem uminatsoye arba ames. How much one should be marchik? So, uminatsoye arba ames from the maimaroim in soye, there's a din richuk daladam. Omar rove, omar av schoire, omar av hune. Loi shonu elo la achoiro. The shear of dalad ames. That the shir of Dalet Amis accomplishes that the Tzoye is not in his machne, the Dalet Amis that is around him, that is considered his machne, and that there's a lot of hoya machnecha kodesh, that is davke and the Tzoye that is behind him. Avol lefono, but if there's Tzoye in front of him, marchik oyeno. So then the aloche is, if it is in front of him and it is possible for him to see it, so, is the Yerushalmi see it, but Al Kaponim, if it's Meloy Einov, theoretically it's in front of his vision, so one is not allowed to say Adova Shebekdusha if it is Lafon. The reason for this halacha, there are three ways to explain this halacha. The Shitas HaRashba is that there are two halachas Legabi Tzoye. Halacha Aleph is Vahoya Machnecha Kodesh. And that is the four Amis around him on all four sides. That is his mach. There is a second halacha. Lo yira b'cho elvas dovo. Just like the halacha is that one is not allowed to say a dovo shebikdusha if there's an elv in front of him, halacha applies if there's tzay in front of him, he's also not allowed to say a dovo shebikdusha. So this din is al lo yira b'cho elvas dovo. The Shitas HaRosh that there is no halacha, the Lo Yira B'cha Elvas Dova only applies to an elder. So yeah, there's only one halacha of Vahoya Machnecha Kodesh. So why is the halacha that one has to be Malchik Meloy Eino? So there are two ways to understand this. The Bialacha brings down two biurim. One biur is that what's in front of him gets a shame of machneyu, that's also his machne, and that's a dindi eraise. And then there's another bill that this is only adarabonon de kedin. Something that's lefonov, kimloyenov, midarabonon, it's also, it's ki'ilu, it's b'machneyu. And if I'm not mistaken, I saw in Reish Yosef, he wants to say a svarim, that why did the Rabbanah make this Zera since it's in front of him and he might go closer and closer and he might not chap that now it's in his Dalet Amis. So Chazal said that kol that's Meloy Einov is Ki'ilu it's in his Dalet Amis. So we have here three timim why it is also. V'chein l'tfilin. So now the Gemara says that the same halacha applies by tfilin. That by tfilin, if it's Lefonov, it's Machik Meloy Einov. So it is very difficult to understand. The Gemara is going to ask Akasha Eini. It is not like that. The Gemara wants to prove that Tfilah is different than Krishna. Al Kaponim, we have here Ashakla Vitarye. If the same Aloha applies by Tfilah, So the shaila is, why should one think that tefillah is gringer than kriyishma? If there's an iso, loy mi boy, if there's an iso, the eraisa, boya machnecha kodosh, in the Rabbeinu Yehuda, when he asks, the Rabbeinu Yehuda asks this kasha, Rabbeinu Yehuda blives by a tzorich, and he doesn't understand what the pupil of the Gemara is, and when the Rabbeinu Yehuda asks the kasha, he says, we find that tefillah is more chomel than kriyishma. In lechayre, it means as follows. The halacha is that by kriyishma, one is permitted to learn kriyishma, even though he's not mechuse ad mosnov. That means even though he's orum, he's not wearing any begodim, liboy is goloi, one is permitted to learn kriyishma. Masha'en kein tefillah, tefillah one has, is oimid b'fnei ha-melech, so he has to be dressed. He's not allowed to be mispal of a libay megula. So we see that tefillah is more chomel than kriyishma. V'teima, lama hutzrach loima v'chein le tefillah sheze poshetu. Tekivin shemachik le kriyishma, kolshkein le tefillah shechmiru bo yoyser, I think Bishar Dvorim. So he blinds by Akash, he doesn't say a teretz. The Maloy Haroyim wants to say a teretz that could be the Havamina of the Shakl of Ataya was that by Tzvile the halacha is that one is, should, Bishas one is davening, one should not look out or either one should shut his eyes or not look out. That is a halacha in tefillah. By kriyishma, there's no such halacha. So the Gemara had a havamine that since the bishas, the matzav of tefillah, that was up as the pupil in the Gemara. The Gemara held could be the whole issa of Kimeloi Einov is dafka when he's looking bepoil. When he's looking bepoil, so then, and by Krishna is permitted to look bepoil. So Memela, then there's a din of Meloi Einov. By Tvile, which one is not permitted to look Chutz Midalad Amoisov. So since he's not permitted to look, so Memela could be, there's no Isser of Meloi Einov. That was Efshir Vahavamin of the Gemara. And the Gemara answers, it's not true, though we said over the Yerushalmi, even though he doesn't see it. But Al Koponim, we have a shtickle, shakla v'tarye, that is a svare that tefillah should be gringer than kriyishma. Any, the Gemara says tefillah, there is a din also, one has to be marchik meloy einov. The Gemara says it's not true. For Omar Rafram bar Pope, Omar Rav Chisda, Oymit Odom Kineged Beisakise, Umispalo, that a person is allowed to stand opposite a Beisakise, and he's Mispalo. So Rashi says, Kineged Beisakise, Berochik Arba Amois. He says, that the Gemara knew that the Beisakise is not permitted to be in his Daladamas. That's a Dvoye Machnecha Kodesh. But the Chiddush is that by Tfilah, there's no, as long as it's Chutzla Daladamaisav, even though it's Kineged Beisakise, it's Kimeloyenav, he sees the Beisakise, Afal Pikein, he's permitted to daven. So we see Tfilah is different. So the Gemara says, Oche b'mayaskinon b'beisakise she'ein b'itzoye. We're speaking about a Beisakise that the Tzoye was taken out of it already. So the Gemara, so it doesn't have a din beisakisa, the Gemara meant. Eini, v'omar Rav Yosef bar Chanina, beisakisa sha'omru, af al pi sha'ein boitzoye. A beisakisa, if it's chal on the mokim ha'shein beisakisa, so there's an isel to say a dovosha begdusha, even though there's no tzoye there, since it's miyuchet for a beisakisa. O beisamelchet sha'omru, af al pi sha'ein boyodo. So you still have, it's the same Beis HaKisei. So how is one permitted to be mispalel kineged a Beis HaKisei? It's Meloy Eino. Alohochi b'may askinon b'chadeti. Here we're speaking about that a new Beis HaKisei. A new Beis HaKisei means it was a mokim that was never used for a Beis HaKisei. They were only mazminit for a Beis HaKisei. So this, there was a hazmone to make it a beis hakisa. Fact the Gemara of me boy leila ravina is mina le beis hakisa mau. So what if there was only hazmone, ravina is a shaila. If one was mazmin amokim for a beis hakisa, yesh zimun or ein zimun. So here's a din beis hakisa. So why is one permitted to be mispalo kineged? So the Gemara says, "Ki kami boy leil ravina and lemeki alei litzluye begabe." The whole shaila of ravina was that is one permitted to be mispalo in the beis hakisa. Avol kinegdoi loyoma, but kinegdoi he never said. So lechayra the Gemara means to answer as follows: that ve'etzem. If a person was mazmin amokim for a beis hakisei, so this is only a beis hakisei derabonan. It doesn't become a beis hakisei through the hazmona alone. Now lechumre, it's a bizoyin to say a davar shebekdusha in amokim that's miyuchet to become a beis hakisei. So this bizoyin is only when he's saying a brache in the beis hakisei. Then one is not permitted. Agavuche, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the halacha, if someone is building a house, so to make sure the place that's miyuchet for the Beis HaKiseh, before they even brought it, they're just building the wall, before anything was brought in, but this is, if you look in the blueprints, this is miyuchet for the Kiseh, they're building the Beis HaKiseh, so one is not permitted to say a brocha there. This is Ravina's din. So this halacha, that one is not permitted to say a brocha in a mokim that was Beis HaKiseh, this is dafke litzluye begavei, avol kinegdoi loy. So now there's a machloikis, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a machloikis achronim, so according to the Teretz, is one permitted to say, to be mispalo, toich dalet amoysov of this beis hakisa. That means, Rashi in the Havamina, when Rashi explained the Beraisa, that it's speaking about, it's Chutz L'dal V'amoysov, because Rashi in the Havamina learned that it's speaking about a Beis HaKisei D'Araisa. So the whole purpose was, is there a Halach of Meloyena, but more than Meloyena, but Dal Adam is Zichel. So that's why Rashi says, it has to be speaking about Chutz M'dal V'amoysov. But after the Teretz of the Gemara, according to the Teretz of the Gemara, that Be'emes was speaking about Beis HaKisei Chadati, that it's not really a Beis HaKisei, so the whole thing is only, it's a bizoyin to be mispalul in a mokim that's miyuchet to become a Beis HaKisei, so it could be a filotoich adal adamoisev is also mutter, or there could be you need dal adamis. Agavuch, I found in the Shittas HaRivov, on the Rif, he names on for Dover Poshit, that a fellow according to the Maskone, it is only Mutter when it is Chutz L'dalo D'Amoisa. Rashi, the last Botsoye, Shepinu Boisa. Beis HaMelchet, Oso Lahara Boy. Period. Omar Rove, Hanei Bote Kisoi De Parsoi, the Beis HaKisei of the Parsiim, Af al gav de isbuhu tsoye kistumim dom. So let's see what Rashi says. De Parsoi, b'chafira hoyu, these boti kisois, there was a chafira, there was like a tunnel, upiem berochaik min agume, the pair of the Beis HaKisei was rochaik, from the gume vohu b'shipua v'orei mizgalgu v'noifel legume. So the Chazaynish explains that the whole chaimer of a beis hakisei is not a place where a person is oise tzrocho. That is not the chaimer of a beis hakisei. The chaimer of a beis hakisei is a mokim that is miyuchid to store tzoya. So therefore, since the beis hakisei aparsiim, the tzoya was never stored in that mokim, because after asiyas trochov, so the tzoya was mizgalgul v'noifel the gume, and others say it's speaking about that the gume was 4 amas away from the pia basic, from the pia chfire. So therefore, the Bechlau does never din of a Beis HaKiseh. As we mentioned already, the Chazon Ish clears a shaila what halacha are Bati Kisoi said. Mitzad Echad is a svore, since it's not oimed to store tzoyeb, because it's oimed to flush the tzoyeb, so therefore it also has a halacha of a Beis HaKiseh aparsim. Or it could be that this is worse than a Beis HaKiseh aparsim, because since this is not automatic, that means the toilet will remain there. One has to do a pula neisefes to flush the toilet. So that is not equivalent to a Beis HaKiseh aparsim. And it is very interesting that tzad hachoymer that the Chazon Ish clears is he clears from the halacha of Geref Sholrei. A Geref Sholrei has a halacha of a Beis HaKiseh. One is not permitted to say a davar shebekdusha kenegad a Geref Sholrei. The Chazon Ish says also it's not oimit to remain there. The Geref Sholrei also was oimit to take out of the Geref. Al kolponim, but since it doesn't go out automatically, so the Geref Sholrei has a locha of a Beis HaKiseh. So that is this tzad. We mentioned last week this Amogen Avraham that says if one is always medagdik right away to put in the novich shomer aglaim, to put water in it, never gets a din Beis HaKiseh, that would lechayre seem not like the Chazon Ish. But again, you have to know what the gedder is. But a geref also, eventually one takes it out. So you have to know when is it called, what is the gedder, for how long does it have to remain in order to get a shem Beis HaKiseh. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Zov shero keri. A person was previously a zov, and in order to become a zov, he needs shivas yomim, and then he became a bal keri. Or venide shepolta shichvazera. She became a peleta shichvazera. Also the same thing. So there was tumas nide that was aleho, and then she became a peleta shichvazera, which is a din of a balas keri. Vamishameshes Sheroasonido, or Bitash Vishas Tashmi, she also gets a din of a Balkari. So here she was a Balkari before, and then Sheroasonido. In all these cases, even though the Tvila will not bring with it a Tahira of the all the Tume that is on them, I mean the Tumas Nida and Ziva will remain. Zrich and Tvila, but al Sakonis Ezra, they still need Tvila for the Keri. The Rabbi Yehuda, Paiten, Rabbi Yehuda says that since the Tvila will not bring a Tahare, so Chazal will not matel on these people, Achiv Tvila. Rashi, Zov Shero Keri, Apal Pi, Shetomei Tume Shiva Mishum Zive, Vein Tvila Zume Taharosoi, Afilohochi tzorich tvila ledivrei teire ketakones ezra. Afilpikein, we need tvila divrei ketakones ezra, mishum keri. Vechein nide imbo leispalo yutches. So also she'll need tvila. Shepoto shichva zera, arei hi kebal keri, keda ashkechon besina, shloishe shomim al tikshu alishe, that there was a prisha shloisha shomim. Why? Lefisha shichva zera metamei bepleitosei kol shloisha. That the first 3 days after tashmish, the visha zapeleta shichva zera, so she has a din of a balas keri. She has this tume. Ula achamikan, vahisriach begufo, vein roi oid lahazriya liyes oid vlad noitzerimenu. So it doesn't have a din of shichva zera. Shichva zera is called man, it's roi lahazriya. That it's roi to become zera from this. Vochi perushi. Nide shepolto ato hatashmish sheshimsha esmel koidem sheroaso. So she became, Rabbi Yehuda poiter, kasal kedaita hashte hoyo vetuma zive koidemes. Since the tume that was chal before, so that tume is not a machayiv, so loyosi tume is carried the kile va oschalai. Zok the Gemara. Iboyelohu. So that is dafke. That's the salkabaitik, the way Rashi says. That is dafke if the tumeh she'eino iseres was chal before. Boilu. Balkeri shero zivo l'Rabbi Yehuda. What if he first became a balkeri, and there was already chal on him achiyev tvila, and then ro zivo. Now, ki potter Rabbi Yehuda osom bezov shero keri demikore lav bar tvilu. Before he wasn't about tvile because he was a zov. So now the shail is that the keri should be mechayev tvile. So he said the keri is not a mechayev. Avo bal keri shero ziva demikore bal tvilu mechayev. Since he was already about tvile, so the chayev tvile does not go off with the new tumah that comes. Eidume loishno, there's no difference. Toshma, so the Gemara brings a raya from the safe of the Mishnah. Amishameshes v'ro'as onido. So l'chayre, here we have this case. First she was Amishameshes v'ro'as onido tzricha tvila. Rabbi Yehuda Poita, he patterns this last case also. V'mishameshes v'ro'as onido kebalkeri shero'a zivadomi. It's mamish the same tzir. The first was a tumas keri and then there was chal a tumah chamura. The kapota Rabbi Yehuda, shma mino, that Rabbi Yehuda patos in such a case also. Since now the tvila won't be metayer, Rabbi Yehuda patos in such a case also. It's very difficult to understand the Gemara, what was the pilpul. I mean, that's zichr the chiddish of the Mishnah, shemeshes shero asonid, it's like a shayla and he's poishitit. The Ritva asks the shayla on the Gemara, and the Ritva wants to say, perhaps one could learn Hamishamesha Sheroas Onida was Bebas Achas, that Bishas the Shimush is Roas Onida. So Bishas the, so could be that is the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that it came Bebas Achas. So Bas Achas could be is not a Poita. The Gemara held that the Gemara's Poisha that is not Pshat in the Mishnah. Hamishamesha Sheroas Onida means that the Rias Nida came after the Shimush. That's the Shakla Vitalia in the Gemara. Shma mino. Tani rabchiye behedye, balkeri shero zive, tzorich tzvile, Rabbi Yehuda poite. Akel shero zive tziche bezeach hazeh, so memeile, that's the shayla over here. La bal tvilu le divrei teure, va'af al pi shetu mosi chamure, besulei osi keri, umatzrech lei. Zog de mishne, tzvilis ha-shacha ad chatzois. Tulus HaShachar extends till Chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer ad Dalet Shoyis. And the Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Tana Kame is, Akotshim Dika Machloikis, if the Zman HaKrove of the Korban Tomid. Tulus Keneget Midim Tiknum, Keneget the Tomid Shol Shachar. The Chachomim all the Tomid Shol Shachar was Nikra Bat Chatzos. So therefore, Tulus HaShachar is ad Chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda holds Tfilas HaShachar, the Korban Tomid is only till Dalet Shoyis, so therefore Tfilas HaShachar is only till Dalet Shoyis. Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev. Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev. So there's a machlokes orishonim what HaErev means. So Rashi says Ad HaErev, Ad HaSheicha. That Poshet Rashi means till Laila, till Tzeis HaKechovim, or till Bein HaShemoshes, when you have a Sofik Laila. So there's the one can daven mincha. Let us look 1 minute into the Rabbeinu Yoine. This Rabbeinu Yoine, which this Rabbeinu Yoine, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Shaar HaTzion. The second Rabbeinu Yoine, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Tulas HaMincha Ad HaErev. Tulas HaMincha is HaErev. So the Rabbeinu Yoine says, Ein LeForeish Ad Yetzias HaKechovim, does not mean night, Shehu Laila Mamish, Da'al Kol Choch Isno LeMeima Dat HaErev HaOmol Bekan. That's what it says in the Mishnah of HaErev, Einai Rotzoloime Elo Ad Shkia Sachama. One is permitted to daven only till the Shkia. Why? שם דהוך יאמרין הם בזבוך עם עיניים לדם שנפסל בשקיעס החמום. That dam is becomes possible, the dam was not nizrak till the shkiya, one cannot be zayrik the dam. רוצה לא אימר, ומשקיעס החמה ואילך, Einoiz man zrikas dam tomit shol bein abayim. That after the shkia, one cannot be zerik the dam of the tomit. Utvilas ha minche, he keneged tomit shol bein abayim. Tvilas minche is keneged the tomit shol bein abayim. The iker ha tomit, hu zrikas ha dam, because the ritzi of the korban comes with the zrike. V'chi heiche she zrikas ha dam, ein zmano elo at shkia sachamo, Hochinami tvilas minche shaniskeno kenegdo ein zmana elo achkiyas achamo bulvat. So that is the Shitas Rabbeinu Yoine, and because of this Rabbeinu Yoine and other ichoches the Mishnah Berurah paskens la aloche, that is preferable one should daven minche bi yechides before the shkiyah than to daven with a minyan after the shkiyah. Because we come in already with Hamachloikas HaPoiskim, if ready, that is Man Minche. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Ad Plag HaMinche. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Zman of Minche is an hour and a quarter before the Erev. Tzvilas HaErev Ein Lo Kva V'Shal Musafim Kol HaYoyim. Ein Lo Kva Kol HaLaylo Zmano B'Gmorim Meforish Ma'iloshen Ein Lo Kva. Taisves tzvilas ha-shacher ad chatzois, tzvilas ha-mincha ad ha-erev. Im taima amai loik toni gabi tzvilas ha-mincha kol ha-yoyim, kumai gabi tzvilas ha-musochet. So we have to understand the shakla v'tai of Taisves, what Taisves kasha was. So the Divrei David explains that Taisves held that the Zman Musaf, Taisus and the Kasha, doesn't know where Taisus got it from, but Taisus and the Kasha held that the Musaf comes after the Tomid, it means that after the Zman HaTomid, that is the Zman of the Musaf. So if according to the Tanakhame, the Zman HaTomid is Chatzois, so the Zman Musaf is after Chatzois. And that's when the Zman Minche is also. So Taisus said, Amoyra de Kikashe. So side the Zman Musaf and side the Zman Minche both start after the Zman, after Chatzais. And by Minche, he says, Aloshin, Minche ad ha'ere. And Musaf is kol ha'yoyim. So we're speaking about the same Zman of from Chatzais till the night, and this is called kol ha'yoyim, and this is called ad ha'ere. That is Taisus Kashe. Amai loik toni gabi tvilas ha-mincha kol ha-yoyim kemai gabi tvilas ha-mesofa. V'yesh loima, so this is what Taisus is machadish in the Teres. The zman musofim hu kol ha-yoyim afilu mishachis. That what the musof is after the tomid is not after the zman ha-tomid, no, it's after the akrovis ha-tomid. Shrei kolbonis yochel lahakriv miyad acher atomid. All kolbonis, one is permitted to be makriv after the tomid. In kain gan tfilis some emelus of the musaf, also one can be makriv after the tomid. In kain gan tfilis musafim yochel ispalo miyad min haboike. Ma she'en kain b'minche, elo mishei shoyis amachze. Minche is dependent on shei shoyis amachze. Vochinami, so that's what Taisvah says. Vochinami peperik davoy dezor. So Taisus brings a raya to that. The Gemara says loylitzli inish tzloisa de musafin betlashoy kamaisa berei shata biyochid. Roishashone one should not daven musaf the first 3 hours of the day because then that's the din. So a yochid should not daven then. Alme bishayim aishashone yochilis palo. One can daven musaf sholishoy. Lahochi, yelahochi, magdim tvilas haminchele tvilas hamusofim. So now Taisus says another kasha. The Gemara says later that if one did not daven musaf, and there's a din minche, he didn't daven musaf and it became zman minche. So one is magdim minchele tvilas hamusofim. So that's a different chashman. Mishum shehit dire bechol yoin. That since it is a chiyuv tadire, afal pi shetvilas musafim kaidemis, so that's even though the zman musaf came already, so that's the chiddush of the Gemara lady. Even though the zman musaf came, already was neschayev b'musaf, But if now there came a new chiyuv, which is a chiyuv tedire, so this is doiche the chiyuv which was already chal. Let us go to the Gemara. Ureminu mitzvah se'imon eitzachamo. We learned that the mitzvah of Shachis is im haneitzachama k'day sheyismeich gula letfila v'nimse mispalo b'yoim. So we see that that's the mitzvah. Kisan yahi levasikin. That mitzvah is not the mitzvah ikris, it's for the people who are zrizim and hadrim b'mitzvahs, so the mitzvah is im haneitzachama. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vasikana Yegoimre Moisa Imhonaitzachame, the Kul, yeah, Imhonaitzachame. So the Gemara asks, the Kula Alme Ad Chatzois Vesuloi, and everyone can only daven Minche Tul Chatzois, and not after Chatzois, and Tob Loi Hispalul Alves, Mispalul Shachis Tai, Shachis, he was tovlo yispalo shachis mispalo b'minchestai kule yoyme. So we see that what? That one can daven shachis after chatzos. So the Gemara says kule yoyme matzli v'yozli. One can take a daven the whole day. But ad chatzos yovile yischar tvilo bizmano. Mikan ve'eilech, schal tfile yoi vilei, schal tfile bizmane lo yoi vilei. He has schal tfile, but not schal tfile bizman. Let us see Rashi. Mitzvoso shel kriyishma levosikin amagdimin lemitzvis, umechazrim lasis dovor bizmanoi umitzvosoi, magdimin, Magdimin lespalo laacher haneitzachame, chisnabe masnissel maachem, shloyacher yoiser mechatzois. Shemisham ve'eilech over azman. The kula alme, sharem ispalo maachem adchatzois. Adchatzois achen laacher vesuloi, beminche hainu acher chatzois. Shaches mispalo beminche shtayim. So this is Acher Chatzos. So the Gemara answers that this is Chat Tfilah Bizmano, and this is Tfilah Shaloi Bizmano. There's a very great difficulty to understand the Gemara's Kasha. The Nachlas David Mutchitzich, the Nachlas David asks as follows, that what is the Kasha? The Mishnah is telling us the Zmanei Tfilah. The Zman Tfilah is Til Chatzos. Here is another din. Here is a din Tashlumim. There's a din if he didn't daven. Tov, Eloi Yispalo, is Mispalo Shtayim. This is a din Tashlumim. So, what is the Kasha of the Gemara? And there's many Nafkaminis in Hilchas Tashlumim. Hilchas Tashlumim will see later that is dafke, if it was Tor, if it was a Shaygik, if it was a Mezid, there's no Din Tashlumim. There's many halachas, but this we'll see later, there are different halachas by Tashlumim, so what was the Gemara's Kasha? He brings a Marshal, it seems the Marshal had this Kasha, but he doesn't understand the Marshal's Teretz. But Al Koponim, let us see the Marshal. The Mashal in Chochmei Shleime Mispalo b'shachar shtayim. Yeah, that's by Meirev. Shachis mispalo b'minche beis. Kein tzorech loyme. Alme, the meisheches zmano ad tfilas minche, that the zman is nimshech ad tfilas minche, vahainu acha chatzois. Avo mish tashlumim, shem mispalo tfilas minche shtayim, loy kadayik. Da tvilas arvis kulalmes mano balaila umishalemes biyoim vidoik. Now, the Marshal says a very big shtik teire. We'll see the problem of the Marshal in a minute. But the Marshal says, in order to understand the Marshal, I'd like to be magdim, there's a machloikis, there's a big machloikis harishainim. Let us say, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds Zman Shachris is Ad Dalet Shois. That's the Zman Shachris. Now, what is the din if a person did not daven Shachris after Dalet Shois? What happens next, according to Rabbi Yehuda? So, the Rambam says, if a person did not daven Shachris till Dalet Shois, he continues and davens further. He's allowed to daven further. And even though he doesn't have a schar of tefillah bizmano, but it's tefillah shaloi bizmano. This is what the Rambam says according to Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that one is permitted to daven shachris after Dalet Shois, and it's tefillah shaloi bizmano. Even though he was amazing. Now, there's a tremendous problem how to understand this Rambam. How is one, if the din of davening after this man is totally in the gedorim of Tashlumim, Tashlumim is only b'shaygik to, we'll have later in the Gemara, that the whole of a person by mistake, or he was an oynes, he didn't daven the tefillah bizman aruyelo, so there's a din tashlumin. But here the Rambam says that there's a, that a tefillah b'mezid is allowed to daven till chatzos. The Beis Yosef Mutzitzich on the Rambam, I saw a very interesting bill on the Shittas HaRambam from the Magia and the Ritve, and he says as follows. According to the Rambam, there are really two halachas. Halacha Aleph is, the Rambam Shita is, min ha-teire, one is mechuyev to daven once a day. That's min ha-teire. There's a chiyev tvile, that once a day a person is mechuyev to daven. That's a chiyev min ha-teire. Midarabonon, there's a chiyev to daven bizmanim. We learn out, fakir basa, darabonon deke chiyev. Kneget midim tiknum, the Rambam says they were masaking kneget midim. So midarabonon there's a chiyev to daven three times a day. Or let's say by the day two times. Shachris and minch. That's a darabonon the kechiyev. So he explains the Rambam as follows. A person, the chiyev tfilo bizmano, that's the darabonon the kechiyev. The darabonon the kechiyev starts in the morning, and you have the deraisa de kechiyev also. If a person davens till dalet shoy, so he was yaitse also the drabon of the kechiyev. That was the chiyev tfila bizmano. Fine, he was yaitse the drabon of the kechiyev. This man is, this keneged tmidim, the tamid was, they were makrib the tamid till arba shoy. Fine. After arba shoy, so the drabon of the kechiyev, forget about. There's no drabon of the kechiyev anymore. Because the chiyev is keneged tmidim, and that is, so he lost tefillah bizmano. So fine, that's lost. Al koponim, there's still the derais of the kechiyev. Good, there's a mechuyev to daven min ha-teire, there's no zmanim. So I daven, schar tefillah bizmano. That's shaloi bizmano. That's the schar tefillah I have, the derais of the kechiyev. But the chiyev zmanim that the rabbanon made, I don't have a chiyev zmanim over here because I wasn't yet to the chiyev zmanim. That is till a half an hour after Chatzos. Now, so if I daven till a half an hour after Chatzos, I'm yoitze the chiyev tefila, but not the chiyev tefila bizmana. If I daven now mincha, so when I daven mincha now, I was yoitze two things. The deraisa, if I didn't daven till sheish umachz, I didn't daven yet. So when I daven mincha, I accomplish two things. Number one, I'm yoitze the diyoraisa of tefillah. Now I'm yoitze my diyoraisa, not with shachis, with mincha, I'm yoitze my chiyev diyoraisa. And also, I'm yoitze the darabonon, the kechiyev of tefillah's mincha bizmano. Now, Afterwards, the second din, now I should daven shachris, this is a different shachris already. The shachris that I daven after tfilas minchi, that's a din tashlumin. That is a new din. This is a din tashlumin, and the din tashlumin is only if he was a shaykik. If he wasn't a shaykik, he doesn't have a din tashlumin. So it comes out, there are three zmanim for shachris. The zman shachris is still dalit choice. That's, and if a person davens then joitz the deraisa and the derabonon or tfilas keneged tmidim tiknun, that is the deraisa. From dalit choice till a half an hour after chatzos, when it didn't come yet zman minche, so memele, this is a zman tfila of shachris, but not tfila bezmano. And he can daven a half an hour after Chatzos, even though it's not Zman Mincha yet, but he can daven after an hour after Chatzos. If he did not daven till then the Tvila is Yaitzah, so that's a little bit amazing, because he can daven after Dalet Shoyz, als the Dereise Bikachi of Tvila. When it comes, Shei Shoyz of Machzah, so now with the Mincha, he's Yaitzah, his Dereise Bikachi of, and the Zman Tvila of Mincha, the Zmanoy of Mincha, afterwards is Adin Tashlumin. So therefore, we're saying two chidushim in the Rambam. Chidush number one, that even he was amazed that he can daven after Dalet Shoyz. Chidush number two, he can daven after Chatzos, till Sheish Umachze. That means even though then it's not a Zman Mincha yet, but he can daven till after Chatzos. That means till Zman Mincha starts, that's still a Zman Shachas. That's Shita Sarambam. It would seem this is what the Marshal is saying. The Marshal saw, afilo according to the Chachamim, that it says over here in this Beraisa that he can daven until a half an hour after Chatzos. That's what the Marshal says. Al midemoyshech hazmano ad filas minche b'haynu acha Chatzos. You see from this Beraisa that one can, I feel like the Kashi Silent Rebbe and say according to the Chachamim, you see from this memre that one can daven shachas after Chatzos. How can one daven shachas after Chatzos? This is not Hashlumim. So you see that this man, Tfila Shachas, is Nimshech Tilzman Minche. So that's not like the Mishnah. So the Gemara answers, that's true. The Mishnah is speaking about the Tfila Shachas Bizmano. Schat Tfila Bizmano is till Chatzos or till Dalet Shoyz according to Rabbi Yehuda. That one is permitted to daven a half the hour after Chatzos, that's Tvilas Shachris Shaloi Bizmano. From Tvilas Mincha, that's a Nudin, that's a Din Tashlumin. The Pshat is beautiful. No, the Nachlis David asks, where did the Marshal see that one can daven till a half an hour after Chatzos? The whole Kasha is geboit that Rabbi Yochanan said one can daven a half an hour after Chatzos. So the Nachlis David says he doesn't see it. Al koponim, this is Shitas HaRambam. There is another Shita, the Shitas HaRif and the Shitas HaTur, that one is permitted to daven after Dalet Shoyz, Shachis, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's only Al Tashlumim the Kedin. And only if he was a Shoygik. They disagree with the Rambam. Only if he was a Shoygik, everything is Tashlumim. There's a Tashlumim. There's a hilchah, if he was amazed, he can't daven after Dalet Shoyz, according to Rabbi Yehuda. If there's a tashlumim, then he can daven till Minche, and then there's another tashlumim, then after Minche. When there already came Zman Minche, then they open up, if before there's a Zman Minche, so there's a Seder tashlumim, without Samuch to a tefillah. When there comes a Zman Chiyuv of a new tefillah, then the Seder Tashlumim is first one says the Tvila Achiyuvis, and then one is Mashlim, the Tvilas HaTashlumim. But everything is HaTashlumim Dikedim. There's a third Shita, and there we really see that it's Boilet, the Chilik, that's brought down from Rav Sadia Goin, and the Chidushi Agro also says this, Amoyra Dikeshita. The third Shita is according to Rabbi Yehuda, we Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, Tvila Shachis Ad Dalet Shoyz. If he did not daven till Dalet Shoyz, there's nothing what to do. You wait. You wait till Sheish Umachze, then there's a din of Minche, and then there's a din of Tashlumim. That's a third Shita. But al koponim, so according to the second and third sheetahs, it's really very shver the Nachlas David's kasha, that Nachlas David asks, so what is the Gemara's kasha? The Mishnah is speaking about this man, this is a different seder of Tashlumim in Gansen. Nachlas David said the Gemara held it's all the same din. The Gemara didn't know yet chilukim, that it's the special halachas by Tashlumim. But according to the Mashal, and the Mashal stems very well with the Shitas HaRambam, the Gemara's only kasha was from that one is permitted to daven shachris till after, till Zman Mincha, till according to the Chachamim, so we see that the Zman Tfilah is Nimshach after Chatzos. Iboyilohu, to v'loy hispalo Mincha. What is the halacha if one did not daven mincha? Mao she yispalo arvis beis. Does he daven two shemeneses? Because what's the shaila? The shaila is because Meirev already is the next day. So is there a din tashlumim on the next day? Im timtzaloi metov lo yispalo arvis mispalo shachis beis. That what is the halacha. That the mispalo shachis beis mishum dechad yoimu. Because it is the same day. This is all one day. Avolache tefillah b'mokim kol b'ni v'kivin da'over yoimei batal kobonai since l'maise. He's davening in the next day, so there's no din tashlumim. I do me kivin the tzloisa rachmihi since tefillah is a din rachmim. Call Amos the boy Matzli Va'ozel. So whenever he wants, he could, since the Al Kaponim by the next filler, he could be Mispal. Toshma, Omar Avune by Yudam Rav Yitzchak Omar Rav Yochanan, Tov lo hispalo minche, mispalo arvis beis, ve'ein boze mishum da'ova yoimoi botel kobon. There's no such thing of ova yoimoi botel kobon. Meisvei, so the Gemara asks a kasha on this. So there's a din tashlum. M'uvis lo yuchal liskoin, v'chisorin lo yuchal lehimonois. M'uvis lo yuchal liskoin, there's something a m'uvis that one can never fix. Ze shebitl krishme shal arvis, the krishme shal shachis. A person did not learn krishme shal arvis or shal shachis, he can't fix that. Oit vile shal arvis, oit vile shal shachis. Chesorin lo yuchal imonois. Ze shenimnu chaveiro v'dvar mitzveh v'lo nimna imon. Al koponim it says that if a person passed tefillah, he cannot rectify it. Tefillah shel arvis or tefillah shel shachis, he can't fix it. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, hoche b'mayaskinin shebitol b'meizit. That means the holding tashlumim is davke if he was taught. So then there's a loch that it could still be mashlim. Amar Ravashi, deikanami diktoni bitul boiktoni to shma mino. Let us see Rashi. B'mincha einu acha chatzois. Im tim tzoloima kloima im tishiveini b'shelosi mima shamarnu tov lo yispalol arvis. So there could be because it's in the same day. But over here, since it's a different day, v'kivin da'ovar yoimai botul kobonai. Ve'einai makrivi b'yoyim acher izmanai kavua. Kegoyin musafim shel kol yoyim v'yoyim. That the korban musaf of one day, one cannot be makriv the second day. The Gemara answers that since it's rachmim, one is permitted to, one can do it even though it's the next day. That, this halacha, that b'mezid, that's called the Mu'uvis Layuchal Iskoin, Bemezid. So the Rosh brings down from the Goin that it means he won't have Schar Tfilah either. But Al Koponim, if one was Mevatel Atfilah Bemezid, he's permitted to daven the next Tfilah. He's permitted to daven the next Tfilah. The mokem shachis, and it's like gora minedove. But there's a machloikis, a poiskim, if one has to be mechadish something, if one doesn't have to be mechadish anything. in this tefillah. So the Goyin says he has a schar, it's rachmim, but not schar tefillah. Let us see Taisus. Tov lo yispalel arvis mispalel b'shachris shtai. Vim taimar v'omar rav lekamon tefillas arvis rishus. Rav holds that the whole arvis is a rishus. V'kaim olon kibosei b'yisuri. So why is there a chiyuv to daven shachris? The whole arvis is a rishus. If he wants, he davens. If he doesn't want, he doesn't daven. So what's there din mispalel shachris shtai? My sister says a chiyuv. Void kosher, the omel come on, tovlo is pala yala viovi balaila, a marzira noisoi, mishum de mekachin esachidish balaila. It's not mechuyiv to daven over shemayne esrei, even though there was no askor of yala viovi, because laila is lav's man kiddish achidish, vlomele hai time, tapek leid, it's vilas avas rishus, what's the touch? Marzira noisoi, mechuyiv to daven over again. Lemaise, Lemaisa, the whole thing is a rishus. So what's getting me wrong that he didn't? We wasn't maski yal of it. Yeshloimal. So Taisva says as follows: Hoda amrinan the tefillas arves rishus, haina legabe mitzvah acheres vehi oiveres. That means rishus you have to take with a grain of salt. Rishus does not mean that it's up to him; he has a choice. That means if you have another mitzvah at the same time with Tzvilas Arvis, Vehi Oiveres, in that mitzvah is a mitzvah Oiveres, so in comparing these two mitzvahs, so we say, a mitzvah legabi choyve ki reshus chshive. So Mayrev is considered a reshus legabi the other mitzvah. The Oz Amrinen, titre Tzvilas Arvis miponer, avo lechinom, ein lo levat. Period. Umiyu, now Taisus says a nudin. In Icher ad haminche, now Taisus wants to speak about the din of Tashlumim, the Zmani Tashlumim. So Taisus says, the Zman Tashlumim of a tefillah is only by the next Zman tefillah. Nire, but if he did not daven the Tashlumim of Meire by Shachis, when it comes to Minche, he cannot daven again. The Ovar Zmanoi bottle kolbonoi. Kivin sheshoa kol kach, hastes the right to make it up is only the next man tefillah, even though it's a different day. La'acha beis tefillis, loy metzinu shetikno chachomim, larzol ispalo im shochach. Va'tefillah tefillah achas in bitol b'meizid lo yuchal esakin, o besomach kori leim uves lo yuchal iskoin. So Taisvi says, so the whole mile of that it's rachmim is by this man of the next tefillah, one can still make it up. The Rashba holds that one is the whole next day to make it up. Another Paiskim holds that the whole that one has more than the next day, they can always make it up. The tefillah that was, that he forgot to say. Iboye lohu tov lo yispalo tefillas mincha. So Taisa says, lo iboye im tov lo yispalo tefillas musaf. By musaf that'll be the din. Toho vaday einim ispalo ba'arvis. That is zicher, there's no din tashlumim of musaf. V'hayich yikro es akobonis, u'kvar over zman musaf. V'gamloi tiknu shever brochish shel musaf. Elo mishum nishalma porim svasein. The whole tachlis of the shemayne esrei of musaf is b'mokim, that this should be b'mokim de kolbon, u'nishalma porim svasein. U'bezavadai over zmanoi, botul komobonoi. The first time of Taisus is very difficult to understand because by the Tfilas Tashlumim you never daven the Nusach of the previous Shemayne Esrei. You daven the next one. So that what Taisus says, Haich Yikra es al Kobonis, the Kvarovos Man Musaf, there's no Kriyas Kobonis. Avo Shal Tfilas Derachmim Nin, the Levaishis Palodam Koloyen Kuloi, Ein Kan Ovos Man Betfilah Acheres.